I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, as 2016 nears to a close, we've been running down some of our favorite songs and albums here on Sample Size. This week, we'll focus on three of Matt's favorite songs of 2016.
At a time when winning is everything, the act of public surrender becomes itself transgressive. It's not just not cool to lose, it's practically taboo. So for Will Toledo, the rock band Car Seat Headrest, to admit defeat in such spectacular fashion as the ballad of the Costa Concordia, it feels almost obscene. The song's an 11-minute, three-part epic of failure and dissatisfaction, named for a sunken boat that linchpins his first album of all-new material for Matador Records. If you're going to fail, Toledo's logic goes, fail hugely. And the Ballad of the Costa Concordia is huge, a dynamic and awe-inspiring standout from an album full of loud but not super heavy songs that kick around more ideas than most songwriters consider in their careers. Toledo's bookish, bored, and lonely, too tired to even stay angry at a world he struggles to navigate. He spins the breakdown admitting to minor defeats, his depression mounts, and suddenly he's singing in the third person about a new economy where we sleep on trash. Giving up never felt so good.
To the garden, see the flowers stretching in the sunlight. Now I wake up in the mornings, all the kindness is drained out of me. I spend hours just wincing and trying to regain some sense of peace. There will be no more flags above my door. I have lost and I always will be. Expensive mistake. It was an expensive mistake. My horse broke his back to get me here. I have his blood on my hands for no reason. But what was I supposed to do? How was I supposed to know how to use a tube amp? How was I supposed to know how to drive a van? How was I supposed to know how to ride a bike without hurting myself? How was I supposed to know how to make dinner for myself? How was I supposed to know how to hold a job? How was I supposed to remember to grab my backpack after I set it down to play basketball? How was I supposed to know how to not get drunk every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and why not Sunday? How was I supposed to know how to steer the ship? How the hell was I supposed to steer the ship? Mistake. You can't say you're sorry and it's over. I was given a body that is falling apart. My house is falling apart. And I was given a mind that can't control itself. reach out and hold you in my arms. I love you, I love you, I love you.
That's Car Seat Headrest with the Ballad of the Costa Concordia. Next, we have a song from one of the most celebrated indie rock albums of 2016.
Identity politics played out on a national stage this election year, finding their way into songs across the musical spectrum, from A Tribe Called Quest's urban everyman hip-hop to Inani's raging call to protest electronica. Probably the one I've thought about most in 2016, though, was Mitski's Your Best American Girl, a bone-rattling standout from her great record, Puberty 2, that considers the limits of American identity and just how far it extends to a half-Japanese woman like her. Your mother wouldn't approve of how my mother raised me is the searing chorus on this one, and when it hits, she mashes the guitar pedals hard, lurching suddenly from comforting serenity into a monstrous double-layered caterwaul. It's my single favorite moment of recorded sound in 2016.
If I could, I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me.
That's Mitski with Your Best American Girl. And finally, Beyoncé's visual album has received well-deserved accolades in 2016, but it's a song from her younger sister's album that caught Matt's ear.
It's left unsaid what exactly Solange Knowles tries so hard to avoid on Cranes in the Sky. That's a blank she leaves for the listener to fill in. Meanwhile, she shops, she celebrates, she travels, she busies herself with work, she sleeps around. only to realize that all those are just temporary salves, short-lived relief from a permanent ugliness, those awful metal cranes in the sky. R&B veteran Raphael Sadiq handles production, replying to Solange's lines with thick, punctuating bass notes, so pronounced and unpredictable that they seem almost sentient. It's the best track on a Divine record about Black empowerment, one we'll be listening to for years to come.
Solange with Cranes in the Sky, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC is a special edition titled Lick at OKC, their annual issue dedicated to the beloved and adorable household pets of the Oklahoma City Metro. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.